I can't wait to go see the Lego movie. The movie's going to be tits.
In the UK, when someone says, oh man, it was tits, they mean it was like shit.
Oh.
Yeah, that film was good.
It's complete opposite in America.
Now, the dog's bollocks is good, but not bollocks.
So now we know that the British like dog balls and not tits.
I didn't make it up.
Apparently you did.
Now you hear stuff like utter bollocks and stuff like that as well.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, it's bollocks. Yeah.
But normally tits are a good thing.
Moreover, over here, more hear people use the word tits for actually talking about tits or when they're really drunk and they'll say, oh, man, I was off my tits last night.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
Or if you're angry, if someone's pissing you off, you're like, oh, man, that guy's getting on my tits. Or apparently in Germany, they say, that guy's getting on my biscuits. Which is, yeah, interesting. Obviously, they don't say exactly like that. They obviously say it in German. Otherwise, that'd be weird.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Evening, guys, gals, and guildies, and welcome to episode 7 of The Gamesman. The Gamesman here to play roles, and I'm here playing the role of your host. I'm Amaris89, and with me today I have Viota the Third and Harley Dan. We'll start with you, Dan. How are you doing?
Interesting. I think I accidentally took double my medication yesterday, so I spent the entire day trying not to vomit. But today's been much, much better. But for some weird reason, every time I fart, it smells like a cheap onion burger. I don't know why, but yeah, doing pretty good, thank you very much. How you doing yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. I actually took my first Vicodin for the first time in my life today because my back has been killing me. I'm doing good so far. Courtney's getting better with her surgery shit after it's been done. Her lower back still hurts a lot, but she can see, so I guess that's a plus side of it.
Just thinking, Vicodin, that's an opioid yes. Based on opium and other drugs, and same like morphine.
It seems to help me a little bit.
Yeah, I love morphine. Haven't had it for ages. Never took it recreation. Well, I'm kind of got a little bit addicted to it when they came out of hospital, but that's a different thing.
you're a little in pain after all that crap anyway. But
in France, it's illegal, but never mind.
Oh, really? Enough about us. We do have Yoda here. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good. How about yourself?
I just said how I was doing. Courtney's back is hurting.
But you can see now.
You can see now.
You can see clearly now. The pain is still there.
I came up with altered lyrics for that, which was, I can see Deirdre, now Lorraine has gone.
Okay. Oh, God. Is there
God
anything
damn
else?
It!
Sorry.
What the hell?
Did you just get killed in Call of Duty?
No, I just got killed in Flappy Birds.
That game is stupidly hard.
Oh, I know it is. I got to, like, level 14, and then I got hit by a pole or something, and I, like, cuss super loud class, and apparently you're not supposed to do that.
My high score, I think, is 2. But I barely played it. So,
anything else going on in your life before we get into the games?
Cookie dough Oreos are the shit.
Yeah, I've been hearing you rustling around with them. Okay, so we'll start with you, Dan. What games have you been playing lately?
Well, funnily enough, this is normally a bit where I say, oh, I've just been playing Guild Wars 2. But no, I've been actually working a little bit on Metroid 2033. Not a huge amount, still enjoying it. I know you suggested I should drop it down to easy, but hell, I'm not a pussy. I'm going to play it through on normal.
Pussy.
Because, yeah, I can do
I
it.
I just had to get the damn story. And at the end, you'll probably turn it down. Unless I just completely screwed up in the end and just had the wrong weapons for that section.
Yeah, the problem I've got at the moment is my weapons are utter shit and I have no money. So I'm half tempted just to restart and not see that woman that hooker and then steals everything you had. Because I had quite a nice amount of money on me before then. And I, no, it's all, you know, all gone.
I thought you did restart.
No. I was tempted to, but I didn't. I plowed through the bit I was stuck on and just thought about it and figured out how to do it and then had a great time. But yeah, I really do need to get myself some, or at least upgrade the weapons I've got. But
mm-hmm. Now, like, upgrading's fine. You do find a lot of the, like, the weapons that are in the store. If you just wait, like, the next area or something, you'll probably find an enemy with that weapon.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You can kind of just take theirs and
do it that way. At the moment, we're looking at several headshots for most things, which seems a little bit excessive, really. I've also been playing around a little bit with the Bioshock Infinite DLC. I played the first one, which I can't remember, I can't remember the name of. Basically going through those different waves.
Yeah, support mode.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't really like that, apparently, but yeah, it seems pretty fun.
It's the first DLC for Bioshock where it's pretty much a horde mode, just enemies keep coming at you and your thing is kind of like a tower.
No,
thing,
they don't even
it?
Keep coming at you. I haven't played a huge amount of it, admittedly, but you have this map and there's the sky rail system going on and you have a set amount of enemies. It's not gotten that much more than like 10 at the moment. And, you just have to kill them all. And if you kill them all in certain ways, you get like these blue ribbon achievements or, things to, gold. So if you, like the first one is, kill everyone with, sky strikes or.
Oh, it's called Clash in the Clouds.
Yeah, Clash in the Clouds. That's it. And, it's pretty fun. And if you do what it says to do by killing them all, you get extra points, and that means you can upgrade your weapons, buy new weapons, and yeah, it's not bad at all. I don't see why people are complaining about it. I guess mainly because it seemed more like a new mode rather than a proper DLC with, you know, a story and stuff. But that brings me on to Burial at Sea, which I haven't completed yet.
God damn you.
Yeah, fantastic. Really enjoying it. Again, I've fallen a little bit in love with Elizabeth. But I can't really help that.
How far do you think you've gone through it?
About a half an hour.
Okay, so you're nowhere near.
Yeah. But yeah, really enjoying it. There's a really icy bit that I've got to. It's like the second or third bit in. Again, don't really want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't played it yet, but it's, you know, more of the same. It's more Bioshock, and for those of you who've played the previous two, you'll enjoy the location, should we say. In fact, some of the history that's in there is kind of nice because you get to see places before you would have visited them in the games.
Oh yeah, I really like the just going around Rapture again.
Yeah, before it's gone to shit.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of on the verge of everything turning to shit, really, isn't it? Which is kind of cool. I've also been playing a little bit of Goddess, that new Peter Molyneux game. Used to be a huge fan of God Sims, you know, things like Populous.
Do you ever play... what was that called? Something Dust? No, it's like, yeah, From Dust.
Yeah, I played From Dust, and it feels quite almost similar to it in a certain way. I mean, I haven't got to the bit where I can really... Oh, no, I can terraform a little bit and raise and lower the land. But It just, the problem I find with a lot of God Sims.
It is going to be a pain in the ass taking out all that keyboard typing.
It is, isn't
Sorry.
It?
Sorry.
Is A, there's always some asshole typing in the background, so you can't hear what's going on. It's basically, you know, you're supposed to be a god, but you end up feeling like a slave because you've got to do all these stuff for these idiot people. And if you don't do it, then they don't worship you enough, so you don't have the power to do it. And yeah, like Black and White, you just felt like a slave rather than a god, because they was like, oh, please sort this out for me. Oh. And yeah, you could be evil and that would give you power, but, you know, there doesn't even seem to be that much of an option to be evil at the moment, which for a Peter Molyneux game is kind of weird. I'm right in thinking it's Peter Molyneux, aren't I? Yeah, it is. Anyway. That could just be because I haven't got far enough into it, but yeah, you know. Yeah.
Is it better than tapping on a cube?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything. I tried that for a bit, and what was it, the prize for tapping on the last bit?
You get to be the first god and goddess. Is that part of it, but there was...
And you got
on the inside was Peter Molyneux telling you this.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you know, I've enjoyed a lot of his games, but that guy really does wind me up, especially back when he was doing all the Fable stuff and he'd be going on and on about how amazing this game would be. And then finally it would come to release and you'd realize that everything pretty much he told you was complete lies, because there was no way the game could be that amazing, because, you know, the technology in the consoles that he was designing for just didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And you kind of like, you just needed someone in the company to say, no, Peter, please don't keep saying what you want it to be. Just say what it's going to be. Well, it's going to be, no, okay. Tell them what we can actually do. Well, we can do, no, okay, right. Read this. But that never happened. So, yeah.
Played a Peter Molyneux game. I've never played a Fable. I may get the anniversary whenever it comes out so I can finally.
Well, it is out. On Xbox 360, I think. I don't know if it's coming out on anything else. It might eventually come out on PC, but I wouldn't hold your breath. It took so long for Fable 3 to turn up on PC, and then that was broken as hell for ages before it finally, you know, when it came out. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I can still wait for it. Of course, I don't wait so long. I'm like, it doesn't matter anymore.
You might as well get Fable and a mod for it, just to make it look better.
Mm.
That's what I'm thinking of doing. I've already got Fable on PC anyway, so I might not bother. What else? Lego Star Wars. I picked it up in a charity shop for £1. It's actually on CD, or is it DVD? Don't really know. Don't really care. Didn't pay any attention to it when I bought it, and unfortunately it's episodes 1 to 3, so the 3 episodes I really don't like. Had a little play with that. Bet Jar Jar Binks. Thank God it's an old school Lego game where they don't talk.
Oh my God.
So I don't have to listen to that little long-eared git. Misa, I'm going to fuck off, you little bastard.
Misa's so horny.
He makes the Ewoks look like fucking Shaft.
Fucking love the Ewoks. They're so damn cute.
But yeah, I've also played the Elder Scrolls Online beta, and that's about all I'm allowed to say on it. I know a lot of sites now are allowed to talk about it, but because I registered as a person rather than a website, and quite frankly, they probably wouldn't have let us do it anyway, even though we have, what, like 2 listeners? yeah, haven't been able to, can't really talk about that at all. Kind of enjoying it. Yeah, can't say anything other than that. I'm not going to buy it. And, yeah, I've been playing a load of stuff on my phone in preparation for my NHL lead that should be arriving tomorrow, hopefully. If not tomorrow, in the next 4 weeks. Which is...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, when did you order that? And when's it supposed to come in?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's coming from China and the delivery was free, so who knows?
6 weeks.
But yeah, it's cool lead. Plug one end into the phone, one end into the HDMI port, and another end into like a phone charger, like a USB port or whatever, you know. And it mirrors the phone screen onto the TV. So
most phones actually have HDMI, so you can do that.
Yeah, well, it's HDMI over mini USB, but this charges it as well, so you can play for longer. So yeah, I don't have a, you know, fancy D-Link screen or whatever, so that I can do it wirelessly. So, you know, $4.99 for the lead, I didn't think it was too bad. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to trying some of the stuff out. I downloaded the Android version of Super Monkey Ball the other day, which I believe is still free. And I'm thinking that's going to be fantastic, because the problem I have with a lot of games with tilt controls is, especially driving games, is you're looking at the screen and you're trying to go around like a tight left or right, and you're tilting the screen, so you kind of got to kind of turn your head. At least now I can just look at the TV and just use the phone like a controller. Think that's about it.
It's 99 cents.
Oh, 99 cents. Yeah, okay, I bought it. But it looks fantastic. It works really well, obviously, with the tilt controls, the old accelerometers. And yeah, great. It's probably the way the game should be played. Apart from the fact at times you've got to have your phone flat and you can't really, you know, if you're sitting up, you've got to lean over it to play it. But I can just have it in my hand and play it on the screen. That's the plan anyway. So yeah, could be cool.
Now, I have had my phone plugged in, like, charging and playing games and stuff. And I don't really like using my phone whenever whenever I have it plugged in, because it's not easy to use games like that anyway.
Well, the other thing I'm going to get when I've got the cash is I'm going to buy a
controller,
Bluetooth controller. And SteelSeries have just announced one that looked really interesting until I saw the price and the fact that it's iOS only. And this thing's about £80 in the UK and iOS only, so quite frankly, useless for me. And I was like, damn it, that's pretty damn expensive. You know, I can pick up a brand new wireless 360 controller, two for that price. You know, with batteries and probably even a play and charge lead if I sweet talk the guy in the store. Anyway, sorry. You know, but, and I was like, that's really kind of over the top. And yeah, I could use a PS3 controller wirelessly, but
I just sent you one that works on Android and Windows and OS.
Yeah, you did indeed.
And it looks remarkably
like the one I was looking at.
Yep.
But yeah, it does. Let me see. Shop now. Let's see how expensive this fucker is in the UK. Yeah. Right. Okay. In the States, it's $60. There we go. Region, United Kingdom, £70.
This is why we.
Wow.
Yeah. And according to this, it's compatible with iOS 7, iPhone 5, iPhone 5C, iPhone 5S, iPad mini with Retina display, iPad Air, iPad 4th gen, and iPod Touch. So it seems like the UK version doesn't work with Android, which is freaking weird. I'm sure it probably does, but I'm not spending £70 on that. So, sorry, SteelSeries. Your tiny little controller is too expensive. I mean, that's like 50% extra of the price, pretty much, if I was to buy it in the States. So, yeah, kind of annoying. But anyway, there's other controllers, and I could always... I'm working on rigging up some sort of USB hub that'll charge and allow me to use the lead and plug in my wired 360 controller. And yeah, okay, there'll be a load of wires hanging around and it won't be great when I'm walking about, but let's face it, holding your phone and a controller and trying to play a game at the same time wouldn't be great whilst you're walking anyway. So it's not like I'm going to be using it whilst walking down the street yet. So I'm thinking about, you know, if I'm in hospital or lying in bed or, you know, just sitting on the bus or something.
I just thought of something that'd be kind of funny if, like, Google Glasses somebody hooks up like a controller and they're just walking down the street and they can play a game in there.
That would be pretty cool.
I would love to see somebody just walking down the street holding a controller playing a game.
But you know what
people didn't know, they're probably
first,
like, what the hell?
What will probably come out first is they'll have eye-controlled games with the Google Glasses, and you won't be able to walk anywhere because you'll have to look at different parts.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be looking like top left of your vision whilst trying to walk down the high street and not walk into anyone or drive. Yeah, someone will end up dying because they're stupid and tried to play a driving game whilst they were driving. Oh, I can't wait for that to happen. It'll be
how about
survival
you?
Of the fittest in action.
Is that all you've been doing?
The annoying thing is, last week when we didn't record, I actually had a load of stuff I wanted to rant about, and I can't remember it now. So,
I guess it wasn't that important. Bastard.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that later.
No, he was pissed.
Oh, I was off my tits.
Yeah, there we go, off his tits.
But yeah, we'll get on to that later.
All right, so Josh, what have you been playing?
I'm playing Battlefield 4 since it's Player Appreciation Month. I play every single day because you get a bronze battle pack each day, and on the weekends you get a silver battle pack.
What's in the battle packs?
XP boosts, scopes, silencers, flashlights, all kinds of anything that's unlockable.
Okay.
You get 3 or 4 in each. Then you get rare items and stuff.
Sorry to interrupt. I've just been looking through my tweets, trying to find something that I was going to mention later. And I've just seen one that I got from Albert Einstein from Alchemy Labs, the guys behind Snuggle Truck. And they think I hold the record for the longest continual playing of Snuggle Truck.
Of what?
Snuggle Truck.
What the fuck is that?
It was originally called Smuggle Truck, but they couldn't put it on iOS. And it's one of those 2D games where you've got to take it's normally like on a bike and you've got to go, you know, like Trials. But this one's got a truck with a load of plushy animals in the back, and you've got to get from the start to the end with as many of them in the back of the pickup as possible.
Yeah, but whenever it's called Smuggle Truck, Mexicans.
Yeah, it was a load of illegal immigrants that you were trying to smuggle across the border. Now you've got to take these plushies to the zoo. And I played 17 hours solid of it for special effect. Not special effect.
Extra life.
Extra life, yeah.
Well, now I'm downloading it. That sounds fun.
It's
okay. I think I played like an hour while he was doing it during Extra Life. I was like, good luck.
All right. Besides Battlefield, I played Outlast because it's free on PlayStation Plus. That game's wicked scary, I'm not going to lie. Play it with the lights off, surround sound on. Yeah, I've jumped a couple times. You should play it on Steam when it goes on sale for like $4.
I actually have it. I just haven't played it yet.
Yeah. I played Lego Marvel.
I think I have it as well, don't I?
I don't know.
I've been playing Lego Marvel as well on my PS4. That game's really good. There's 255 levels in that game. That's ridiculous.
Damn.
That's got a lot of great humor and stuff in it, so I really enjoy it. I played one of the same things that you played, the Bravely Default demo.
I played a shit ton of that today.
It's so fucking good.
I just picked up the game as well today, so.
I picked mine up yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not doing the game until I finish the demo because you get all these bonuses for playing the demo.
Oh, do you? So I'll have to finish my demo then.
Yeah, I got about 5 or 6 hours into it, and I've almost done everything, almost got up to max level. By the time you get to the end, really, you can. I bought everything that you pretty much can in that demo.
Yeah.
And I'm level 15 now.
It's sold out everywhere around here.
Yeah, I went to Walmart today and it wasn't there. I went to Kmart, they had it, so I was like, sweet. So I picked it up.
And then I've been playing a lot of Clash of Clans. It's an Android game. It's kind of like an army building game, which is really addicting. I played some Flappy Birds. That game is ridiculously hard.
I'm debating if I want to keep that keep that fuck
yep And I've also been playing Injustice Ultimate Edition. I picked it up last week for $30 on PS4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really good. I've been playing as Green Arrow.
Does it just have, or is it the same game? It comes with all DLC, though?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And the soundtrack and all that other jazz.
Mm.
I know Lifelike would get off on the soundtrack.
I love my soundtracks, too.
What have you been playing, Gary?
Like you said, Bravely Default demo. I did a ton of that today with, I am actually at the very last, boss of the demo. I don't know if you have to max up to max level, or not max up, level up to the max level to get everything. I don't think so. I think it's just beating stuff, like being the different bosses. There's three regular bosses and then like a main boss, I'm guessing is the last one. I didn't get to see it yet. I went to start and then my cousin came over, so I kind of had to stop playing for a little bit. But I was all right with the demo, but I really, really want to finish it so I can start the regular game. I just want all the bonuses and that stuff to start with.
There's a guide on ShitGN.
For the demo?
Yeah, it tells you all the bosses and how to get everything.
I know you can talk to a guy in there, and I think he tells you what you have, or actually may tell you what you can get. I can't remember. I haven't talked to him since like I started playing the demo. But oh, I think that's what I was gonna say before. I wasn't that into the game earlier, and then these last 2 days, for some reason, something just kicked, and I was really, really enjoying it. So I'll be starting Bravely Default after I finish that, so sometime by next week I'll probably be getting into that more. It seems hard to play my 3DS when I have consoles all around. The next game I played, though, I played this, I think, the day or day after it came out, Octodad Dadliest Catch. That game is, it's a lot of fun. I was really, really disappointed, though, because it says on Steam I have 2 hours played in it, which it doesn't mean you played the game for 2 hours. It means you're in the game for 2 hours. And I took a couple breaks in between to do stuff. So I think the game's only like maybe an hour and a half at the most. And being a $15 game, that's way too much for that short of an experience. It was fun. It has like the best opening credits and ending credits I've seen, because you can kind of interact during them. But it's difficult in spots. There are some really hard spots, especially at the end, like one of the last areas. Oh my god. No, it wasn't even an area. It was just like the kind of sequence kind of thing you had to do. That made it really difficult, but it wasn't too bad controlling. I actually like the beginning. You're in the chapel or whatever you're getting married, and I didn't have as much trouble as I thought I was going to until I went to walk down the aisle. That wasn't very easy, but I'm like trying not to hit anything, and then I accidentally like move the wrong way, and half the stuff comes falling down. And everyone's staring at you, and the thing about the game is nobody knows you're an octopus, so I just don't know how. But but like you see these like little vision filled kind of things popping at you whenever you do something wrong, so people are like showing you, or, you know, so you know that people are noticing you, and then like a little gauge fills up, and if it fills up all the way, you get noticed and you fail. I only failed at like the end of the game, because this one part is just insane. But it was okay. I would say get it on Steam or on a sale or something where it's like $5. I don't think it's worth buying it for 15. I got it for 12 because it was like 10-20% off whatever on Steam when I picked it up. The other game I've been playing, Final Fantasy 13-2, I beat it. I think it was about 40 hours I put into it, which I could have beat it earlier if I wanted to, but I ground away at the end. Actually, I ground away at probably the first 10 hours in, and I didn't have to grind until like the end, so I could beat the last boss pretty easily. Not pretty easily, it still took me a while. Really enjoyed it. I did a couple paradox endings, which are really interesting, but I don't think I'm going to put enough time into it to actually finish that, because there's a lot of extra work you can do. And I did like the third battle, and I am really leveled up. Like, I don't have too much more I can get in my Crystarium for that. So I don't think I really want to try to spend all the time and go through the casino and all that crap. So I'm probably going to do a little bit more, but I'm pretty much done with it, I'd say. And then the last thing I've been doing is, not as much as Dan, but I played the ESO beta, and enjoying it a lot more than I did any other beta, or any other of the betas I've been in so far. I don't know why, I don't know if they made it a little bit easier or something, but I'm actually doing better damage, and I didn't die this whole weekend yet, so put about 3-4 hours in. It's not bad, I guess. Yeah.
I've just remembered something that I've played that I haven't mentioned.
And what would that be?
Unless I mentioned it on the show before, but I don't think I did. And that's episode 2 of The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, because that just came out last week, didn't it?
Yeah. Really, yeah. Telltale, again, at their finest, really enjoying it. Fantastic story, great animation, fantastic, you know, brilliant graphics. The only thing is, it felt really short. I don't know if it was just me getting completely involved and not like realizing how much time had gone. But yeah, I was just like, that was fantastic. Why is it over already? It just felt really short. And I think I did everything I could.
Speaking of The Wolf Among Us, I guess I might as well do it now. I'm going to do it later as well. Yeah, shout out Steve, JSS Lifelike, because for my birthday, he gifted it to me. And because I was telling him, I was like, yeah, Dan's bitching at me. He wants me to play The Wolf Among Us, but I said I'll get it on a sale. He's like, oh, I have a copy I can give you. Okay. Actually, he didn't say I can give you. He said I have a copy that's sitting in my inventory, but I have it on the PS3. And I was like, oh, you can send that to me if you want. So he gave that to me. So he's a very, very nice gentleman.
I haven't played it.
I was beating Final Fantasy 13 too, okay? And then I had to get on the Elder Scrolls Online beta because you're asking me if I was going to get on that. I've been working overtime lately. I haven't been able to play it much. But I do try to put in every second that I can. But that, I believe, is it for what we've been playing, what we've been doing, our life. So, we're going to take a break and come back and hopefully have some news that people are interested in. So we'll see you in a little bit. Okay, and now the news. Don't have anything big really this week, but I'll let Dan start the first one. I don't know how many people know about this because I didn't really hear about the game until you told me it was going off the shop because of the developer or whoever created it got a lot of shit for it. Go ahead, Dan. What is this?
Yeah, Well, this is Flappy Bird. It's not pining for the fields. It is an X game. As I record this, it has just been taken off the stores. And basically, it's because the Vietnamese developer, Dong Nguyen, yesterday basically issued fans with a 22-hour warning that he'd be removing the game from app stores, saying it was ruining his life. Now, this is mainly because of the response he's had from reviewers and things, and people complaining about how he's pinched part of the scene from, well, pretty much the background and the pipes from
Mario.
Yeah. Mm. And it's an insanely hard game, but kind of enjoyable, and it's free to, you know, free to play, and it's ruining his life, even though
he's making $10,000 a day.
Yeah, a shitload of money from it, but yeah, it's ruined his simple life, so he's giving up on it. And you know, I'm not going to, you know, comment on whether or not, you know, he should have used
the
Mario pipes and things, but yeah, what he should have done. I'm just thinking that, okay, you know, you've made this game, it's making you money.
If he's making $10,000 a day, anybody can say whatever they want about my game.
I personally think he's a pussy because I saw a couple comments that he made. He's like, well, people are playing my game just way too much. And, you know, they don't get the grasp of the whole game. And people are getting pissed off when they're playing. I really don't like that. And I'm pulling the game down.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, when you create a game or anything, people are going to see things in it that maybe you haven't thought. And, you know, they happen with Braid, where people were reading into things that the developer didn't mean to be in there. And hell, it happened with J.R. Tolkien. People kept saying that his books were an allegory of the Second World War and loads of other things. And he was constantly in his later life saying, no, I hate allegory. It's nothing to do with those. It's just a story that I made up for my kids. People couldn't understand that. But yeah, it's still fairly, you know, pretty damn popular game. But the craziest thing I think I've read about this, and can I find it now to save my life? No, I can't.
Well, you can look it up. I'm going to say something.
Okay.
He kind of reminds me of how, like, Fez 2, I can't remember the guy's name. I think it's Matt something. But he just gave up on Fez 2 because he didn't like what people said and all this stuff. And, you know, you're making decent money on this stuff. I don't care what anybody would say about my game if I was making money. And then you have Phil like Fish. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah,
he's acting just like Phil Fish. He's acting like a little crying bitch.
And then you think of other super hard games and stuff like that, like guys from I don't know if you guys have watched Indie Game. Yeah. If you guys have watched Indie Game, the movie.
Yeah.
But like at the end, whenever their game goes out and everything, they're all excited because people are bitching up a storm about how hard it is and they're having just a good time with it. So it's like, come on. I mean, you did this for fun. Why do you let people get to you so much?
Okay, the craziest thing, I think, is that at the moment there's an iPhone on eBay with a minimum asking price of $650 because it has Flappy Bird installed.
What? Holy crap.
Now, the entrepreneurial eBay member Pindrus, who has something like a 96.3 positive feedback, posted the listing after he took the game the developer put the game off the OS store and Google Play, and someone has already submitted a bid matching the asking price.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm half tempted to see what I can get for my Note 3 with it on.
What a smart person.
Yeah. You know, they could just jailbreak it and get a, you know, cracked copy of it, but not that we obviously condone doing that, but I guess, you know, if it doesn't exist anymore, yeah, you'll probably still get income from the adverts.
So yeah, how much was it? A free play game?
Yeah, completely free, ad supported. Ridiculous amount of money that he's getting for what seems like a really simple game. It's just so stupidly hard. But yeah, then my I'm a bit crap at it. My high score at the moment after 10 minutes is 2. So I can do better. I just not entirely sure I can be asked because, well, let's say it's not rich in narrative.
You're not a platform game anyway, or gamer person.
It's not really a platform game. It's a
I was here because you're saying stuff about Mario. I thought it was kind of like that.
Yeah, basically, if you imagine like the pipes you jump down in Mario now and then to get to the secret bits, if you imagine different height ones coming up from the floor and different height ones coming down from the ceiling, and you've got to fly in between the gaps, and each time you touch the screen, your bird flies a little bit higher, and when you let go, it dives quite quickly. So you've kind of got to tap it, but not too much, otherwise you'll go too high. And yeah, it's kind of...
That reminds me of a...
annoying.
Piece of shit.
Of a helicopter game I played back in the day, way back in the day on the computer, where you'd have to hold in like the left mouse button to make it hover up and hover down. You had to not hit stuff.
How do you get like so high? Like some people said they're on like level 200. How the hell did they do that?
Because they have no idea what an actually good video game is. It's the same kind of people that play Candy Crush Saga. And...
Hey, shut up. I have like $80 in Candy Crush.
Oh, God.
Jesus,
no,
man.
I'm just kidding. I think I only have 20.
Jesus, man.
What? It's free to play.
Really?
I'm supporting a developer. Jesus Christ.
I don't even know why you're saying something. We know people that have spent a lot more in games that you don't have to pay for.
Well, that's true. That is very true. We do know someone that spent... I'm guessing it's got to be over $1,000 now in Guild Wars 2 gems.
I have spent like $100 in Guild Wars. So, actually, no, yeah, probably, like, almost 200 because I bought a bunch of gem stuff to get me, Courtney, you.
Yeah, yeah, you bought me stuff. You got me stuff on my birthday, and I still haven't bought you a birthday present because I'm poor.
That's fine. No, I think you did get me something.
Did I? Oh, okay, cool.
Well, I think that was actually for Christmas.
Oh, bollocks.
I don't know. I don't care. I just buy people stuff because I'm insane. Speaking of that, so since I've been getting all this overtime and stuff, I've been like, I still have Titanfall pre-ordered and the collector's edition. I'm like, should I still get that? Because, you know.
You should totally cancel that and just get me a copy and yourself a copy so we can play together.
But the...
and Yoda.
But
yeah, I'm like directly Snuggle Truck. It's a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, there are some levels that are really, really hard.
Like, how am I supposed to drive fast when I keep dumping these bastards?
Yeah. Trust me, you get fairly good at it after 17 hours. But
there are some parts that are insane. Like, farther in levels and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I ended up streaming it with no audio because they would have heard me listening to the calming audiobook that I was listening to, and then just a torrent of expletives. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to listen to this and try to relax. And, oh, you fucking...
So are you supposed to go slower or fast?
You're meant to do it as quick as possible.
You just have to kind of, like...
How do you pick these guys up?
You do get extra points or something like that if you're, like, catching them as you're going. Which is cool.
And if you manage to do it, you can do like a flip so they all come out and then you catch them all.
Yeah, there's some crazy crap.
But that's more advanced tactics. There's also bits where you can get this cage that goes over them so they don't fall out. And...
Got a gold medal.
Yeah, but yeah. Speaking of Titanfall again, I keep thinking about it because it's like $250 and everything, but... Look, the statue is pretty much worth it because
are you
people that are
gonna buy that.
I'm still debating. That's what I'm talking about.
Debating,
but no, if,
good lord.
Yes. But
he's trying to talk
I've been
himself
doing this
into
since
it.
In and out, actually. But because I'm like putting this anyway. But the statue lights up. It's 18 inches tall. If it has really good detail, I have to look at it again. there are a lot more expensive statues for games that are smaller, but they do have a lot of detail into them.
Yeah, you could always.
It's really worth it for the statue, and I'm a big collector, so.
Compared with a little treasure chest to store your
shut the hell up,
Nintendo
man.
DS games in that makes a little noise every time you open it. I guess it is a good deal.
You want to talk about big statues? What's my biggest statue? Oh, I have the Gears of War 3.
Giant, my cousin has that.
Giant Marcus statue. Oh, it has cobwebs underneath his ass.
Okay. The only statue I have, which I like, there's a bunch of different statues I want to get. Courtney got it for me for Christmas. It's the from First Four Figures. This is actually one of the cheaper ones, so it wasn't too bad. But it's the, I think it was like $90, $100, something like that. But it's the Dark Link one, and it looks so nice.
Yeah, the biggest statue I've got's about 5'6", and it is admittedly made out of cardboard, and it's a promotional droid from Star Wars Episode One, the shit droids, not the ones that roll up, but the ones that just get shot all the time. Yeah, so it's a life-size cardboard statue of one of them.
The cannon fodder of the Episode One.
Yeah, that's the biggest statue I've got.
Let's see.
That's not a statue, though. That's a cardboard cutout.
Yeah. It's not. No, it's a 3D model in cardboard.
It's not a statue.
It's pretty.
It's funny. Not a statue. All right, shut up.
Cardboard. It's like paper crap.
Okay, but
you're not going to win.
Well, it does everything a statue does.
No, it doesn't. There.
Yes, it does. It stands there getting cobwebs. It's
not hey, I just cleaned off my statue today, so.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything about that.
I was polishing my statue, okay?
Polish my statue later.
But I think I'm still going to get it. Because with this overtime coming in, I'll actually have the money. That was my biggest thing. Is like, oh, am I going to have the money? But I am. And it, really it's, one, it's in three,
not
4 weeks.
$50 or whatever it would cost me.
Well, you think you get the statue. You get whatever bonus stuff that there's. See, I don't even know what the bonus stuff you get.
And you get the game. It comes free with it.
You get a poster with it and the game.
Yeah, see, I get a poster. I thought you got something else, too.
You also got a hardcover art book.
Yeah, see? Art book. Art book could be $20, you know.
Books are okay.
I like books sometimes. Speaking of that, I was thinking again all the... because Phil Olson from Virtual Pizza, he's pretty awesome. You need to listen to Virtual Pizza. But he recommends stuff all the time, like I listen to Welcome to Night Vale now because of his recommendation. I listened to the audiobooks of The Heavenfield, and that was really good. And I'm thinking again, like The Heavenfield, Dan turned me on to
Nathan Lau.
Nathan Lau, pretty much. All of his stuff is really good. And I listen to all that stuff for free, so I kind of want to get all of his books. But all of his Trader's Tale books aren't out yet, right?
No, not yet. And once they are all out, he's going to release a kind of collector's box set of them.
I'm just going to wait for that then.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. But anyway, we've kind of got off the news.
This is all news. This is news of my life.
This is the news of stuff
that
Gary's buying.
Yes. This is Gary's new segment.
We should have a new section, yeah. Random shit Gary bought.
Yeah, well, I can't do that because that's a Nintendo Oki thing. That's their what you've been buying section. And I feel like I should just be a part of that because I do it all the time. Anyway, I'll let Josh take the next part, which is the new Thief trailer. because you brought it up to us.
Yep. There's a new Thief trailer. It's called Thief Trailer 101. They'll put a link in the show notes. It's a 6-minute trailer showing off new Thief, everything from new arrows to gameplay, how you can play it. I think it looks really freaking awesome.
Yeah, it made me really want to get the game, though. It looks really awesome.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. Again, I'm not a huge fan of stealth-based games, but I think that's probably because I've been playing crap stealth-based games. So I'm going to have to maybe give it a go, pick up some of the other ones. And
yeah, well, I've been getting more and more into stealth games over the last probably 2 years now. So, and just looking at it, looks a lot of fun. Because I was debating about it, and I was like, maybe, maybe not. And now, yeah, I think I am going to get it. But on to the next thing, I just saw, I can't remember if it was last week or whatever when they said it, but Titanfall for the 360 is now delayed until, I believe it said, the 25th of March. I just had it up. Yep, March 25th in North America, 28th in Europe. Which, I don't know if I'm surprised or why.
Well, it's not being developed by Respawn, that's why.
Yeah, and the thing I was going to say is, nobody's seen anything on the 360 version.
Just let it be, let games be next gen. Seriously. Let the sports games and the Call of Duty games come out on both, and new IPs be just brand new on next gen and PC.
Yeah. I think
I really want to know how much different, worse it's going to look. I don't know if the play, like how it's going to play. I guess how the servers are going to be as well, because they're not going to be on the same servers playing.
Well, I guess the easiest way to find out how it's going to look is get the PC version and put it on shit.
We'll put it on Courtney's old computer.
Yeah. Well, you can just do it
on your old computer, Dan.
My old computer doesn't exist anymore. There's bits of it in other people's machines, and yeah, no, that's not possible anymore. Anyway, I guess the last bit of news. Yeah, again, more stuff coming to us from Canada this time about video games, violent video games. We're going to blame Canada for this one because, well, hell, it's Canada. sorry for any to any Canadians that are listening to this, but I'm just taking the piss. But apparently, a new study says that playing video games for long periods of time can hold back the moral maturity of teenagers. And in-depth research into the behavior of about 100 13 and 14-year-olds, so 100, massive study that, found that overexposure to violent games weakened empathy for others. More than half were found to play video games every single day, with violent games being the most common. Researchers warned of adolescents losing a sense of right and wrong. Brock University academics studied the behavior of pupils at 7 schools in Ontario, trying to understand the relationship between the type of video games played, the length of time spent playing, and how it might affect their attitudes. They basically found that lots of 13 to 14-year-olds play video games, usually between 1 and 3 hours a day, and playing violent video games is very common. Violent games are defined as those where the players are acted out the killing, maiming, decapitating, or mutilating other human characters.
And that's when you blame it on the parents.
Yeah. Yep.
Poor parenting.
Because they have an age rating. God damn it.
Really.
I'm going to be one of those annoying parents that doesn't let his kids play the games that all his friends at school are playing purely because I know what's in the things. And I'll be like, no. I don't think you're actually old enough to play this, regardless of his age. If he's, 17 and I don't think he's mature enough to play an 18 game, I won't let him play it or her play it. So, anyway.
This kind of reminds me of that whole thing where it was one of the first episodes we did since we came back, where the guy broke his kid's leg.
Oh yeah,
because he was so angry about the video game or getting interrupted from his video game.
Kid's diaper.
Yeah.
Or nappy for those in the UK. Yeah.
Another last piece of news.
Well, this one isn't finished yet.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, it goes on to say that such was the widespread nature of violent video games, the researcher said that it might be unrealistic for parents to try to prevent their teenage children from actually seeing them. But it also goes on to say many teenagers could play this game without any evidence of a change in attitude. And also, non-violent games seem to have no adverse effects on moral reasoning, regardless of the time spent. So if you're worried about your kids playing violent video games and then becoming idiots that can't tell the difference between right and wrong, stop buying them violent video games. Get them some non-violent video games.
No, I've played many video games, gotten really pissed off, swore, you know, screamed, just getting really, really mad at it. And I've heard Josh yell while playing like Battlefield and stuff whenever he gets killed sometimes. I don't think we take that outside the video game, though. Like, you're mad whenever you're in the game.
We've also got to point out that neither of us are 13 or 14.
Exactly.
Well, I think even if I... Did I play any violent video games whenever I was younger? Well, I did play Wolfenstein and stuff. And that was pretty violent back in the day. And I was pretty young, too. But I think I turned out all right for playing that stuff.
Yeah, you know, I used to play, you know, Double Dragon and Street Fighter. And everything's fine if only I could stop the damn voices! But yeah, obviously games are far more realistic now than they used to be. But the thing is, as Josh mentioned, it's the parents. They're just not actually parenting properly. If, you know, and it's not just the one parent from there. It's the families around, like their friends. If they're not good parents and they buy their 13-year-old kid a GTA or a Call of Duty, then yeah. I guess
that's another thing you need to watch out. You know, you may be doing a good job, but your
son's best friend might be playing Rayplay.
Oh God!
I think the problem is a lot of parents just don't want to say no to their kids. It's like they're not your best friend. Jeez.
Yeah, and I think also. It's becoming less and less common now, admittedly, but I wouldn't be surprised if a whole lot of them didn't actually have a clue what was involved in a lot of the games, apart from what they see in, you know, crappy papers that sensationalize things that are bad in games.
Or, yeah.
You know, so.
Well, we can put it this way. Whenever I was younger, I was about 14, 15 or something. I wanted to get an M&M CD, and it said explicit on it. And because my mom didn't have her reading glasses on, she didn't see explicit. So she picked it up for me. So, you know, it had, like, a bunch of swearing and stuff in it and stuff like that.
M&M's got swearing.
They don't really, Well, it's not like my mom knew what M&M was anyway.
True. But most of our parents thought M&M was, like, the M&M candy.
Yeah, like, oh, he wants to listen to a candy. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, a lot of parents just don't look...
Yeah, well, and it comes down to almost not caring anything for the quiet life.
Yeah, and you could say something about with, like, the people that sell the games. I have heard, being in, like, say, GameStop or something, I've heard some of them say, actually, like, one person ever say, this is an 18 game, are you sure you want to get this? Because the kid's, like, stand right there and the kid's, like, 12. And then other ones will be like, oh, you want to buy this? Okay, here you go, I'll take your money.
See, at my local store, they're like, I'm sorry, I can't sell you that. I think you're buying it for your underage son that stood right there and has just put it in your hand to buy. I can't sell it to you. It's a huge fine for me and the short store, and I'll lose my job if it gets
Well, I don't think they can really do that because
you can't
over
here.
Yeah,
but you can. I had a kid throw a hissy fit one day because his mom was like, well, I don't know what's in this game. And I described it to her, and she's like, well, you're not getting this. And he just threw like a fit like a 6-year-old, and he had to have been at least 12.
Oh, that reminds me of that thing you – wait. Was that – yeah, you, Dan, with that video earlier about one direct – what the hell was that band called?
One Direction.
One Direction, yeah.
Shut the fuck up! Throwing chairs around.
Are you a big One Direction fan? Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm sorry. They're really bad.
They're shit.
What the fuck?
This guy was freaking out. It's hilarious. Is that all we got on this topic?
Yeah, let me just finish off. I was just showing Josh the link. So yeah, I guess the basic thing is, you know, if you're not too sure about a game, play it first or do some research. You know, you wouldn't let your kid into like a 18 rated movie with, well, perhaps you would, perhaps you're a horrible parent. Well, no, I was thinking like Human Centipede or something.
I still haven't watched it and I don't really plan on it.
No, I don't either.
Because what I've heard, I do not want to see that.
Yeah, but, you know, there are terrible parents out there that will actually just, yeah, I'll get it from them. And yeah, they probably shouldn't be parents in the first place. But anyway, that's about it for the news.
Should have a test.
What about
Oh, no, you had something.
Yeah, I was going to say, Josh had something you wanted to add.
Yeah, if you're from Italy, apparently, and you pre-order Mamma
Mia
Second Son, you'll get a pre-order kit at GameStop.
I completely forgot.
Exclusive copy of the game. It includes energy drinks and a pack of glow-in-the-dark condoms.
I think I'm going to actually have to import something for once.
I guess it's so that you don't get a third son. Whilst around, but yeah, interesting. Will they let you try them on in the store to check they fit?
Ah, damn it! You didn't give me the magnums. or you take them back, like, dude, these don't fit. They're open, but you know, do you have a swap out I could take? No, is there a I don't know anything, I guess, in the game of Second Son. Why? Like, is there a reason that they're like, hey, condoms, this sounds like a good idea. What was it? Oh, like the Dead Island Riptide with the torso.
Yeah.
That made more sense than condoms, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you'd expect them to be in, you know, one of those weird Japanese games, maybe. You know, a posh wank whilst playing that stupidly weird game. Anyway, I can hear someone laughing in the background. He must be watching the video.
That was great.
Yeah. What video?
The trolling the One Direction
fan. Oh, that. Yeah.
Dude, they're really bad. And he, like, throws his chair and he screams.
And then, like, at the end, he's like, dude, look what you did to your chairs about me saying how shit they were.
That was funny.
But anyway, I don't think anybody answered. Anybody know why the condoms came about? Like,
I have no idea.
Was he an accident and they're trying to to tell people?
I have no idea. I just think it's really funny.
Oh, my God.
I think they want people to go play Infamous, drink a shitload of energy drinks, and then go have safe sex while playing Infamous.
I mean, I guess that's a good message to get across. Maybe not drinking energy drinks, I don't know, because those things can be bad for you.
Can be bad, they are bad for you.
Okay, they are bad for you.
No one needs that much sugar.
Well, I mean, it depends if you get the right ones that don't have as much shit in and stuff. Yeah, we talk about random shit this show.
We haven't made.
This is actually, I think this is a good news segment. Just talking about random stuff that we find. Alright, well, I think that does it for the news this week. We're going to take another little break and we'll come back with the answers that we got for the quest of the week, our cleanup, and get the hell out of here. We'll be back in a little bit.
Who's that man with the flowers in his hand? Oh, who's that man? seas of Iceland. Oh, who's that man? He's just my dad. He's just my
All right, so we're going to start off with the quest of the week, and this is also going to go into the whole games given away, but the last week's quest of the week was what's going to be the biggest fail of 2014, and we actually got two responses, so these two people automatically win pretty much, but it's going to be the order of who actually gets to have the first pick. And I guess I'll announce the games that I'm giving away again. Okay, and the games that can be chosen are Metro Last Light, Bioshock Infinite, Tomb Raider, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, and also the PAL version of Ni No Kuni, which works anywhere on the PS3. So even in America, it can be gotten, and I think both these guys are in America. So if anybody wants something on the PS3, you can get it. But other than that, you got some awesome Steam games. Teflon 12, when he got his game, I can't remember what game I actually gave him. So, but we'll move into the responses we got, and I will let you, Dan, take the first one.
Well, the first one is from Master Germ, who says Titanfall. Too much hype to live up to.
And Josh?
Awesome Rob 029, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition is going to be the we shouldn't double charge for the same thing fail of the year.
I guess it would have been okay if they did something with like how you can upgrade games, like with,
yeah.
Is that on Xbox as well, or is that just
I have no
PS4
idea.
With how they did Battlefield and stuff? I think it was. I don't know. Maybe you know. Yoda. Did they do it on Xbox One as well, or is that just the PS4 thing?
It's only on certain games.
Yeah, I know it's only a few, but I know Battlefield was one, and I can't remember that was like a PS4, or you could do it on the PS4 because it was like $10, and you had to keep the disc in, but I didn't know if it was on all consoles.
I actually do have the Definitive Edition on PS4, and it's a pretty big upgrade from the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it on PC as well, so anyone who's a hater can shut the hell up.
Okay, so since we got those two, I'll just kind of do it in the order. So we got Master Germ is going to be number one on random.org, and Awesome Rob is going to be number two. So whoever gets picked first is the one that gets to pick the first game, and then the second one gets to pick second. Pretty easy. Two people, not hard. Generate in 3, 2, 1. 2! So, Awesome Rob, you get to choose the first game, and Master Germ, you get to choose the second one. So I can finally finish that up, even though it was supposed to be finished like a couple weeks ago. Out of that, and into our next quest of the week, which if you have been watching Twitter, either between me, Dan, I think we were doing on the Gamesman Twitter as well. We are having a PC versus console conversation, because if I say debate, Dan gets all pissy with me. So, because he wants it to go a certain way.
I want to do like a proper debate. Gary wants to do it like more of an argument or conversation. But anyway,
yeah,
we're having that show.
My way between debate and your debate is different. You suck. Anyway, but so what we want is we want your questions that you would like asked to either the PC or console side or kind of a just a group discussion of, say, well, I mean, I'll be asking it, you know, why do you think this is better? Why do you think that's better? Give some viewpoints that I can put in to kind of keep the conversation moving, get some good discussion. Because say you do play only, but my biggest thing with this is I want to get people that only play console games or people that only play PC games, you know, to see why the other side thinks it's, you know, the grass is greener on that side, or what makes that one so much better. You know, maybe Dan just can't see the point of why console games are still cool. And maybe the console gamers want to know why, or don't understand why it's easier to kind of, you know, easier than it seems to set stuff up on the PC.
Or understand why I've jumped ship and don't play console games anymore.
Because that's another thing is Dan used to be a console gamer a couple years ago.
It's all I played, really.
Yeah, so, you know, it'll be a nice podcast we're going to do. I mean, we're getting Iron Hammers, we're getting Boss Wave, and it's going to be pretty much me hosting this little group gathering to have family fun between our VG hub.
Yeah, and it's not going to be in replacement of our regular show. It's going to be a bonus. So
I don't know. It may be, depending.
Well, hopefully it'll be a bonus.
Well, I mean, I'm probably like, say we recorded this week on Thursday. I'm still going to put that up and still have like another regular episode next Sunday as well. So it's not going to replace the week, but it may still be another episode. And I think I'm going to call it. Oh god. I think it was going to be the Iron Boss Man or something. I was going to call the podcast because I'm an idiot.
Fair enough.
Anyway, but I think it's going to be a really exciting show. I think a lot of people will enjoy listening to. I think it's something that I know I've never heard really got into in other podcasts. So I can't wait for it.
Especially not with other shows.
Yeah, a correlation between three different shows is going to be amazing.
Yeah, should be good.
It's not even like guest spots. It is complete. Well,
it's going to be anarchy.
Yes. Oh yeah, it's going to be awesome. can't wait. But that's it for the question. Now we'll get into our little cleanup section, and we'll start off with the TGM checks. I'll take the first one because I didn't take any of the tweets or the quest of the week question. The first one comes from Teflon12 at the Games and RPG. He has been playing Doctor Who Legacy on iOS and Legends of Link to the Past on Wii U. # game check. And which one of you wants to take the next one?
I will. Add Zerum Wing. He's playing Battlefield 4 Outlast. Holy poop. On PS4 and Bioshock Infinite on PS3. Looks like Zero Wing is getting a hold of his PS Plus and using it wisely.
Indeed. And the last one is from Mr. JSS Lifelike, and he's been playing some more Tales of Xillia, plus playing First Birthday Party Planner, because the little JSS Childlike even, is coming up to a year old.
I think that's next month. Yeah, I know. It's been very, very quick. I was actually talking about that yesterday. I was like, man, it's been a year already. Holy crap. And I guess he hasn't been on the podcast really that long. So,
So happy birthday, little dude.
Anyway, out of our TGM checks and into our shoutouts. And we will start with you, Josh. Who you guys shout out this week?
I'm going to shout out Bobby Gooding. It's his birthday today. I don't know how old he is.
He's younger than me. So,
pretty damn old. Let's go with that.
No, yeah, he's actually not. I was really, really surprised. Didn't you say he was Wait, is he turn 30 this year or 29, Dan?
I can't remember. I have a terrible memory.
He's a lot younger than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, he's younger
than
me.
Maybe it's because you're an old fart, Dan. I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
See if it shows his date and when he was born. He was born in 83, so whatever that is.
Yep, so that's... No, he turns 31 this year.
Yeah, 31.
Because I'm 25. Whoa, I'm a quarter century old in 4 days, 3 days. No, wait, 3 days. Yeah. Yep. Whoa.
And I'd also like to shout out Nintendo this week for doing an awesome job with releasing Bravely Default.
Any other shout outs for you, Josh?
That's it.
Okay, we'll go on to you, Dan, then.
Yeah, just two for me. First one, my mate James, at JTANSLE on Twitter, who's, just got a new job. So congratulations, dude. And, for helping me miss the recording we were going to do last week. Basically we went to the pub, had a few beers, came around back to mine to watch Top Gear, watched a couple of other things. And the next thing I knew, it was 5 a.m. And so, yeah, didn't really happen. And the second one is to Uber Red Toe, who replied to my tweet on the Gamesman saying no episode this week because I got really drunk and wasn't ready till 5 a.m. And he said, love the honesty, much better than giving a bollocks excuse. Now, where's that list of replacements?
We would have recorded just me and Josh last week, but literally we had nothing to talk about. And I feel bad doing it without Dan because I don't know what he'd think if I just kind of recorded without
him. Oh, man, it'd be fine.
But, yeah, like, I didn't have shit to talk about last week. I played Final Fantasy 13 2, and that was pretty much it. And then there was no news I could find that I wanted to talk about either, so. But no other shout-outs for you, Dan?
No, that's it. Just the two.
Okay. For me, I got, I'll say it again, Mr. Steve Conger, because he got me The Wolf Among Us, and I'll probably play that this week. So Dan stops getting on my ass. Or I can just wait till they all come out, and then I don't have to worry about it. Because I think I got The Walking Dead, the first season, before... I think it was like when the fourth one was out, and I still waited for the fifth one to come out before it started.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Because I don't want to have the damn, just like, actually, woo. When's that come out then? The second episode of season 2 of The Walking Dead?
That's haven't the fog
next.
Yet.
I thought it's by the end of this month, isn't it?
Yeah, they said a week or so ago that it was right around the corner, but I don't know how big that corner is, so.
It's a big left turn. Damn it. So now I'm waiting. See that, like, getting season 2 of The Walking Dead, and now I'm like, oh, I want to play the next one. But oh, I got to wait a month or 2 months or whatever it's been. But, yeah, thank you, Steve, for that. I'll shout out the wife for getting better. And I don't think I mentioned this, but for Valentine's Day / get well soon kind of thing for her, I got her the Kindle HDX 8.9-inch screen, and that thing is amazing. It's so light, thin, and just everything. It's awesome. I can't believe how good that thing works. And you don't have to pay anything to it because it's Wi-Fi only. So it works very well. She's in love with it. She's used it more than using a computer lately. She says she's used it more on her cell phone, too. But the wife is being a trooper and not letting her horrible back pains where her shunt went in and everything bother her too much. She's doing very good, so I'm happy. But that's it for me. Is there anything else I need to do? We'll do Web for the Week. Come now. I'll just go first because I'm still talking. I've been on the PlayStation, so Amorous 1289. Wii U is now Amorous 1289, because fuck you, Nintendo. I still love you, though. Steam, Amorous underscore 89, same as Skype, Amorous underscore 89. Twitter, Amorous 89. Pretty much everywhere else is Amorous 89, so look up Amorous 89, and you'll probably find me. Dan, you can go next.
As ever, I am Hardly Dan everywhere, pretty much mainly on Steam, so just put that in there, or Twitter if you want to get a hold of me for some help with anything that I can help with, which is a surprising amount of stuff, because it turns out I know a ridiculous amount of really weird stuff. So yeah, if you need any help or you want to play some games, just type Hardly Dan into, you know, Twitter, Steam, all that other stuff, and yeah, I'm probably there. Josh.
I'm Yoda the third everywhere. PSN mainly, Steam, Skype, Twitter. Yoda third is only spelled out on PSN. You can add me on PSN if you want to play some Battlefield. If you suck, I will not add you.
He will take your dome, son. Yep. I know last week, or 2 weeks ago now, would you say you'd take their tags? Yeah. You still doing that?
Their tags, because right now Battlefield has a community thing where they're trying to see how many dog tags people can get. I got about roughly 25 this week. Just going
up. Is that just from different, like,
just... No, that's from knifing people.
Oh, that's only knifing? No, you can get, say you knife the same person like twice, three times, or whatever.
They still get their tags. Just okay, means that so you get more. They suck at life. They should go kill themselves.
They should just knife themselves so you don't have to.
They should just go die and hide in a corner.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's... Anywhere else for you?
No.
All right. I guess it is time for you to take us out of here, Dan.
It is indeed. And if you want to get in contact with us, there's plenty of ways to do it. First of all, I guess you can check our Facebook page. Just type in the Gamesman RPG and it'll pop up. I don't know really how it works anymore. Can't be bothered to figure it out. You can always email us. The email address is thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com. You can send us ideas for the show, RPG questions, answer our quest of the week, send us MP3s, talk to us, you know, whatever. Or you can give us a call and leave a voicemail on the RPG hotline, which we haven't had one for a while. So bloody do that, because it saves us time. We don't have to talk for ages and you can hear yourself on the show. And that number is 412-267-RPG1. That's 412-267-RPG1. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheGamesmanRPG. Or you can like us. Well, yeah, I've said about the Facebook page. So it's up that. We've also got the YouTube channel. So, you know, you can listen to the podcast and watch our tag alongs as and when we do another one. Just go to youtube.com/TheGamesmanRPG. And hopefully we'll be doing some streaming over on Twitch. I think it's twitch.tv/thegamesman, or possibly thegamesmanrpg. Can't really remember. I'll check that out for next time.
I should start putting that in the show notes.
Last but not least, we quite like some of those iTunes reviews. We haven't had any for a while. Actually, we might have. I haven't checked, to be honest.
Actually, I swear I checked, and there was one lately, but I forgot to put it in. So I'll check that again and make sure.
Next person to leave us an iTunes review gets a free game from Gary.
Sure, why not?
There we go. That's kind of it. Just, you know, send us stuff.
Especially for this next show we want to do with the other podcasts. We definitely want to have some good listener feedback.
Actually prove to them we've got some listeners. Come on. Yeah.
Well, I guess I can talk to Boss Wave and or Bobby and forgot his name from Boss Wave, Seth McNitt. Maybe I can get them to put stuff out, you know, trying to get questions in as well, and they can send them to me.
Yeah.
But I believe that'll do it for this episode of The Gamesman. On behalf of Harley Dan and Yoda the Third, I am Amorous. We are The Gamesman. Until next time, we ask,
what role will you play?
Kind of like an army building game, which is really addicting.
Sorry. It's addictive.
Addicting.
Oh, God. No, Dan, you cannot bring up grammar. Or grammar, whatever.
Yeah, you should be the last one to talk about grammar over there. We're not even going to go there.
Okay. It's not grammar. It's the fact that the word addicting doesn't exist. It's not a proper word. It's a
non-word. Okay, Mr. Smoke a Fag.
That's perfectly acceptable in the UK.
We'll bow down to the fat lady.
Oh, hang on. Let me just untuck.
God.
God, you can't spell.
So I put in put link in show notes, and then Josh goes delete notes and put pussy, and then put Dan sucks big cock. And then I'm guessing that's Dan that goes only because I'm bendy. Oh, God, you two. I think that's going in the outtakes. So very lonely. Wait, when are you supposed to go out with that girl for tea?
Tuesday. And it's beer.
Oh, yeah. That's your night. And that's this Tuesday or next Tuesday?
That's this Tuesday. But she hasn't replied to me, so it might not be happening. But I'll go to the pub just in case, and I'll either get really drunk and upset or... Yeah, we'll see.
You'll be drinking either way.
Either way, he'll be good.
Yeah. Malik Wang is now following me on Twitter.
What?
Put something out about condoms and second sons.
Not like Wang.
Yeah. He has 134,000 followers.
Wow.
So perhaps I shouldn't take the piss.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.